That's about a 5 mile ahead of me.
Okay. And what about if two people become members of the church, you say they did what?
Join the church.
And you go to church to pray to...
For the... you pray for... for...
Well, you just pray...
Safe.
Right. You pray to...
The Lord.
Right. God. Right. And you say the preacher preaches a...
Sermon.
Or somebody might say, well, I don't care anything about listening to the sermon. I just go to hear the...
Singing.
Music or whatever.
Music.
But what about what is supposed to be the enemy or the opposite of God? That's the...
The devil, yes. That's about the wrong thing I do.
And what about...
There it is.
What about these things that people think they see around graveyards or something like that?
Yeah, ghosts. I'm scared of ghosts.
And what about a house that has those things in them? You say that house is...
Holly.
What about if you met somebody, what would you just say by way of greeting them? You'd just say...
I say, hi, a good day. I mean, good morning, or like that.
Would you say the same thing to a stranger, somebody you didn't know?
Yeah, I would usually speak. If a meeting on the road, something like that. Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's leaving you after a visit, you might tell them,
I'd tell them, I said, well, come back if you can. I mean, enjoy your coming.
Come again sometime, yeah. Something like that. What would you say somebody by way of greeting them around December 25th?
That's Christmas time. I'd say, come back next Christmas. I'll be around you, I hope.
Or you just say to them, have a
happy Christmas.
Or Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Is there anything that, on Christmas Day, when you see somebody the first time, you're supposed to say... Are you supposed to say something to
Christmas
them?
Greeting?
Or...
Merry Christmas?
You ever heard people say Christmas gift?
Christmas gift, yeah, I have. Mm-hmm.
And what do you say to somebody around January the 1st, you say?
Well, I'd say... good year. Hoping the next year will be the same.
So you'd say happy...
Happy New Year.
And what about if you're not sure about whether you're going to have time to do something or not, you say, well, I
didn't have time enough to do it, or something like that.
And if you had to go downtown to get some things, you'd say you had to go to downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you bought something, the grocer would take some paper and
wrap it up.
And when you got home, you'd have
to unwrap it. And eat it if it's good to eat.
What about if a store was selling things for less than what they paid for, you'd say they were selling...
I say they robbing me.
Selling for less?
Less.
For what they paid for?
Yeah. I'd say, well, I said, I don't have any money.
Selling at a loss?
Yeah, at a loss.
Something like that. Okay.
Now, but you go to the store now and you buy anything and they want to double the money on it.
Yeah. What about if you wanted to buy a new bulldozer? And you didn't have enough money to pay for it, you'd have to go to your banker and see if you
could.
Or you probably heard the expression that good workers getting mighty
scarce.
And what if a boy ran down a plank into the water and went like that? You'd say he did what?
He died.
And you ever seen anybody land in the water flat like that?
Yeah, knocked the breath out of him.
You'd say he did what?
He did bad die.
Have you ever heard that called a belly buster?
Yeah, right.
What about if somebody was playing out in your front yard and tugged the head down, you know, like that, and kicked their legs out and went over? You'd say...
Somerset.
Mm-hmm. And what's...
Can you stand on your head?
No. No way. What about after you dive in the water, you begin to do what?
Swim.